Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hello, you're listening to Shag Married Annoyed with me, Rosie Ramsey, and my husband, Christopher Ramsey.
Hello.
Hiya.
How are you?
I'm good, actually.
You're on your maternity leave now, aren't you?
Let's get straight.
I'm so excited.
Let's get straight in there.
See, yeah. Well, no, because sometimes when I'm like, hello, and I have a little moment, you tell us off for not getting straight in there, so I've gone straight in now.
Yeah.
First leg of the Shag Married Annoyed tour is done. Yeah. Thank you for everyone who came. And now, lads, and now Rosie's on her 9 month late maternity leave.
Yeah. So and I'm bloody buzzing about it. Mm-hmm. Annoyingly, though, he doesn't sleep as much. The lovely thing about having a maternity leave when they're really little is that they sleep quite a bit. But yeah, now he's awake.
For most of the day, aren't they?
He's awake for most of the day.
Yeah.
And he's
a friggin' wrecking ball as well, may I add.
He really is. He's a lazy shit, though. He won't crawl.
No, he won't crawl.
He won't fucking crawl.
But he tries to climb out your arms when you're holding him now. Rafe's at that age now where and he's really strong and he's really heavy.
Mm-hmm.
He's an animal.
Yeah.
And like you've got him and he's just like, I want out of your arms now.
He's like a little
bear. It's really hot. But then you put him down and he's like, I didn't think this through.
I know. I think he's going to be, you know how people talk about this? My dad. My dad's always like, I didn't crawl. I walked. I didn't crawl. I'm like, right, okay. Yeah. So you just bypassed a whole fucking essential stage of your life. Great.
But, hey, Derek, if you're listening, fuck you.
He doesn't listen. Annoyingly, though.
Slagging your dad up for not crawling as a
baby. Because he's like...
Do you reckon that's ever been done in the history of the world? Do you reckon a daughter's ever slagged her dad off publicly for not crawling as a baby?
Well, it's just irritating because he's like, 8 months, and I was walking. I'm like, well, that must have looked horrific. Isn't it shit?
There's no chance he was walking 8 months. There's no fucking chance.
Your mum and dad were lying to you, Derek.
I'm not having it.
Imagine seeing an 8-month-old walking.
It would be like a horror film.
Yeah, it would be.
Yeah,
it would be.
When they're in a haunted house and there's a baby walking around and then its head spins around 360 degrees.
It's utter bullshit. It's utter bullshit. But
Dada, stay and play forever.
Kill it!
Oh, horrible.
A horror film.
But, annoyingly, I've said all of that. I think that he might, because he just does not want to crawl. He's like up on his knees going, nah, fuck this. Yeah.
Well, Rafe pushes himself backwards, doesn't he? He's on his stomach. He gets on his knees and he just pushes himself backwards with his hands and looks at you as if to go, why have you moved? And you're like, I haven't moved. You moved.
You've just squirmed over there like a little worm. But we'll see. Have you noticed he's got shitloads of teeth?
Yeah, he's got them all coming straight through.
What's that all about? Yeah. Do you know why Sandra reckons he has?
Why?
Because I've been doing... Obviously, we do loads of different ways. He's had purees. Mm-hmm. He's had, like, you know, he's had the packet stuff, obviously. Yeah. And he's had finger foods as well.
Right.
But he actually loves solid food.
Right.
And my mum's like, I think his teeth have come in because he eats loads of solid food. Like, as if he's gnawing his gums away. And his teeth have to come through.
So by that theory, by that thought, she thinks that you can leave some solid food and it'll coax his teeth out like a trap. Like, honestly, his teeth aren't coming in. Honestly, old wives' tale, put a bit of pizza on the table next to your baby and its teeth will come through the gums to get the pizza.
No, I think it's them breadsticks he has. His teeth are like, oh, yeah, the gums can't handle this, lads. We need to come out a bit earlier.
So your mum thinks he's willing his teeth through because he wants to have a fucking apple.
I agreed with her. I just went, yeah, I think you're right.
Oh, both your parents have been dealt with in this intro.
Absolutely. God. Welcome to the show.
Do you want your parents dealt with in an intro? Email, Chevrolet.
I love them, really. I'm sorry. I love them.
I'll take them or leave them. Guys, it is episode 100. I love them, really. It's episode 137. We're back doing a full episode. A topical. I'd say topical. We're not going to deal with anything in the news. Fuck that. What I mean is, this is recording.
Watch the news. I don't know what's going on.
Oh, hey, man. Doesn't matter. Quick note, as I've said on stage as well, if you're filling your house with jerry cans full of petrol, hope it burns down. Now,
I think that's done now. I think all the knobheads. No, the knobheads who were knobheads, they filled up.
Yeah.
And now it's calmed down a bit.
Yeah, it has
just
gone,
you know, normal. I don't think it ever happened up here, to be honest.
I don't think it did either.
Nah, because we've all got Flintstones cars.
Yeah, we have got Flintstones cars. Yeah.
Don't let them know we've got real cars in that. Rosie, they'll be here wanting with industry.
Rosie, I spent a week zooming past petrol station queues in my Tesla, pissing myself laughing.
Oh, I knew.
No. How antiquated and quaint. Oh, what? A combustion engine?
Oh, you were horrible. You were horrible to deal with whilst that was all going on.
I'll tell you what. Charge it up, Rosie. Plug it on the drive. Yeah. Petrol station? What is that? Will you go to fuel your car away from your house?
Right, stop now.
I'm joking because yes, I do have a Tesla. No, I was on tour in a diesel van, shitting me pants that I would have to walk to me fucking gigs, so I totally didn't get a
chance
to do
that
at
all. Somebody does not want live bloody the art to come back.
No. Pandemic scarpered it. Uh-huh. Iron curtains not going up left, right, and centre.
Yeah.
Petrol running out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. As Scott Bennett, a comedian and friend of the podcast, said on Twitter, which is one of my favourite tweets I've ever seen, he's looking forward to the SM58 microphone recall just to scarp a comedy even more.
Well, I mean, 90% of our listeners won't get that what an SM58 is.
So an SM58 is an industry standard microphone for comedians, therefore the joke was hilarious and Scott Bennett's brilliant. So what else
obviously
do you want?
I agree, but
what else do you want from us? What else do you want
from I just know that, you know, my sister listens to this and I'll get a text going, what's an SM58?
Someone's ringing you. So that sums your sister up. That's what she would text you rather than Google SM58.
Yeah, that's what a lot of people do in my life. Brilliant. It's infuriating. Brilliant.
No wonder your phone's blowing up as we speak. Someone's ringing you. Mm-hmm. Ring back.
That's actually Lee, my manager. That might be. Oh my God, I might have a job.
Maternity.
I get this job. Oh yeah, fuck, maternity. I'm off. I'm off.
Come on, let's flick with V's at the
phone. What's she ringing us for, Lee? Yeah. Lee, I'm off. No, I'm joking.
We're flicking with V's at the phone.
What she's got like the opportunity of a lifetime.
Listen.
Rosie, pack your bags. Broadway is calling.
You got the opportunity of a lifetime when you married this guy in front of you. So stop being greedy. You've had your moment.
No.
That was it.
Listen, you've had your 15 minutes back in your box. Okay, fair enough.
Listen, guys, it's episode
one. She's left a voicemail, it's important.
Oh, flick the V's.
What is it? Oh, no, which show is it? Is
you
it
can have a listen
midnight,
in the intro, I guarantee it's nothing.
Not a sound from the pavement.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
That's exciting, though. Just putting this out in the universe.
Right.
I am creeping into the older bracket of parts in the West End.
I'm there, to be honest.
But it's exciting.
Honestly, Rosie, you could play a corpse. It's from the bottom of my heart.
Yeah. But no, it's just I'm at the point now where I've waved Eponine goodbye.
Yeah.
You know, I've waved all of those parts goodbye. But now I'm onto the Mams.
Yeah.
And like, you know,
yeah,
to Nadia, that's where I want to be.
Billy Elliot's dance teacher.
Yes, or the Mam. Yeah. There's loads of stuff. I could, like, Blood Brothers. I could be Mr. Johnson.
This is tragic now. I mean, I know I will be flogging my tour dates in a few minutes on this podcast, but you just literally doing a fucking casting call to the over the hill parts you want to play on the West End.
Grisabella.
It's tragic. Stop it. It's tragic. Stop it. It's tragic.
There's something in Greece, like the teacher or something.
Great.
Yeah.
If you've got an old hag part in a play that you'd like Rosie to play, get in touch. Chevronaud@gmail.com. Also, if you want your parents dealt with in an intro, Chevronaud@gmail.com. Yeah. Guys, it's the longest intro we've ever done. It's episode 137.
Listen.
We love you. Thank you for listening. Calm yourself down. We love you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being here. Thank you to everyone who's came to the show so far.
Yeah.
As we say, it's been really good fun, but it's podcast time now. And without further ado, it is time for this week's lucrative sponsor. This week's sponsor is... drifting off to sleep and then realising you're drifting off to sleep and getting so excited that you're drifting off to sleep, you wake yourself up.
Yeah.
Yeah. You apologize to me right now because you rolled your eyes halfway through that, and then you got the point I was making.
That's honestly, it's torment. It happens to me all the time.
I've been trying to nap in the tour van, right? Mm. And Carl gets very upset because literally I sit next to him with a coat over my head, like I hate him, which I kind of do. And I sit with a coat over my head, and I like nod off, and I'm like, oh my god, I'm falling asleep. Oh, I'm awake again.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so irritating. I love people who can just switch their brains off. People who can fall asleep straight away on a plane. Honestly, bottom of my heart, fuck you people.
Well, they've just got no worries.
I just hate them. Did I tell you once I got on a really long flight and someone fell asleep next to us as we've took off and woke up when we landed?
Fuck me.
Time travel. Yeah, it's time travel.
That must be nice.
I was raging. I used to,
honestly, I'm normally a head hit the pillows kind of girl. Yeah. But it's just, when there's stuff going on, I can't do it.
Life. Listen.
But there's nothing better than, I think it's magic when you just go to sleep and you wake up and it's just the morning.
Yeah. Time travel.
It's mint. It's fantastic. Absolutely mint. What happens?
Where do you go?
Where do you go? My lovely.
That's enough. Look, I can tell you what itching.
I want to know. No, my lovely. Listen, if we can't play songs, where do you go?
Fuck's sake.
I want to know. Come on.
Anyone listening joining in?
Come on. I want to know.
That's enough. I almost think we shouldn't play the jingle. There's been too much singing in this intro. I don't like it.
No, I've got to have the jingle.
What I was trying to say is I know you're desperate to listen to that voicemail, and I know all the listeners are desperate to hear what that voicemail is, so if it's something exciting, something tell them after the jingle.
What should I listen?
Okay. This is what they do on telly and in radio. So, guys, tune in after the jingle to find out what's on Rosie's voicemail.
Okay.
What's on Rosie's voicemail? Please leave a message after the tone.
It's Australian manager Lee, though, so she might just be asking me to put another shrimp on the back.
Racist, that's racist. Play the jingle, that's racist. We're going to have a chat about this.
We had a fight about the jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle. So this is the jingle. We hope you like the jingle.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle!
Hello and welcome back to this week's episode of Shag Married Annoyed.
Hello.
I can't stay long because I've listened to the voicemail.
Yeah.
Everyone's going to be...
This might be the last episode.
Yeah.
Hollywood called, didn't it?
Yeah.
Guys, you're not going to believe it.
I know, it's pretty big.
It's big time.
It's really big.
Can we play it? Are we allowed to play it? We're not being illegal ramifications.
I don't think she'll mind.
Right, just play it.
Okay, right. So
just play it, guys.
My manager Lee called...
The opportunity of a lifetime.
Yeah, and so this is the voicemail. She's just left me. 11:18 it was on Wednesday. Yeah. Here we go. Oh, shit.
Hiya, it's me. Just calling to catch up, really. Give me a call when you can. Thanks, bye.
She wants to catch up.
Brilliant. There we go. Catch up. Excellent.
Just wants to catch up.
Oh, fuck me.
I don't know how I'm going to get through the rest of the day.
Rosie, how are you? You'd already spent that £1 billion you were going to get for that Marvel movie in your head. So you were going to play the old mom of someone in a Marvel movie.
Whose mom would I be?
Tony Stark's mom.
Oh,
we'll go back in time, maybe.
I'm not that old.
Howard Stark's wife. Well, they'll go back in time, though, so you can be however you want.
All right, okay. Whose mom would I want to be?
Black Widow's mom. I know she doesn't have a mom. She was an orphan. We watched it. Spoiler
alert.
Then
I'd be like, this is why I got rid of you, because I'm hard as fuck, and I was too hard to have you around.
Can't say it.
Right.
I can't see it.
I'll dye my hair red.
You have to be good. Oh, there we go then. Yeah, you're hot as fuck now then. Jesus.
I'll lose 3 stone. I'll get ripped to shreds.
Right, okay.
I'm always jealous of actors when they do that.
What, when their job is to lose a load of weight?
Just when they lose loads of weight or get in shape and you're just like, oh, yeah, why can't I do that?
Yeah, but you know, I think I saw an interview with Sir Patrick Stewart, and he said that on the set of X-Men, Hugh Jackman had like his own trailer as a trailer and then another trailer that was a gym.
Yeah.
Because in between sets, because that's the thing, people watch them and go, I want to get Jack like him. How do I get Jack like him? You do weights literally before the camera turns on.
Just beforehand.
Yeah.
And it pumps it all up. And also, did I watch a documentary where they eat like, it was a bodybuilding thing. They eat like loads of sugar or something like that. Just before they're about to go on.
Hold on, everyone. Prepare for one of Rosie's half-remembered facts. Direct quote, the loads of sugar are something like that. So, just to let you know, it could be sugar, it could be not sugar.
Is it like a protein bar, like a glucose?
So it's now protein, not sugar.
Listen, I have a handful of nuts. in a can of pop.
Right, right, okay. I'm going to quiz you on this now, right, just to see how far you were bad on this, right? So, did they consume a lot of sugar, yes or no, before they went on? What do you think it was? Was it sugar, yes or no?
I can't see either way.
Okay, here's another one. We'll step back from it. Did they consume a lot of a thing or deliberately not consume a lot of a thing?
No, they deliberately ate something.
Right, so it's definitely on. So it was something. They put something in their bodies.
Yeah.
Right, so was it loads of sugar or no sugar at all? Did they dehydrate or did they hydrate?
Dehydrate.
Right, that's probably right, yeah. Because you get.
Have
all
you seen
thing
this
with
documentary?
No, I just like picking apart the half facts that you remember and then say on a recorded podcast medium to literally fucking millions of people. You just throw it out there.
No, it was Real Housewives. It was Teresa Giudice was doing bodybuilding in Real Housewives. She did loads of tan and then she ate something.
So there you go, guys. If you want to follow Rosie's health advice, do loads of tan and then eat something. More health advice, like, from Rosie.
I think she might have gone to the gym a few times before.
Are you going to be on the front cover of Health and Fitness next week? Are you on the front cover of Health and Fitness for your brand new...
Imagine this week's special episode on Health and Fitness, the man bulge.
The man bulge. Rosie Ramsey's mysterious diet. You get a load of tan and then eat something. More on page 10.
Oh, hey.
Jesus Christ. Oh, it's going to be back though. I'm enjoying
this. I'm having a lovely time.
Yeah, because it's amazing doing the podcast on stage in front of loads of people. But it's also quite nice doing it back in this little room.
It
having
is.
A proper little chat.
I have missed it because we've been a bit, well, I say lazy. We haven't been lazy. We just have not had time
Speak
to do
yourself,
it. Live.
I've got two bloody tours on the go, me.
I know.
Two simultaneous tours. Yeah. By the way, little word, people coming to my tour, when the lights go down at the beginning, give us a little woo or a cheer. No, I'm serious, right? Because you Shag Married Annoyed fans are absolutely unreal, right? And the lights go down at the Shag Married Annoyed gigs and you people lift the roof off with cheering and excitement. And it's so lovely and it gets us so excited backstage. My stand-up gigs, lights go down. Heard a bloke cough the other day.
No, Chris, I'm not going to lie. I've seen a lot of comments on Instagram and Twitter and stuff like that. People are asking if I'm at your gigs. And I'm like,
what they're doing?
They're completely different.
Yeah,
I don't know whether people think that they've bought tickets to the Shag Married Annoyed tour, but it's actually yours. Well, but which is very good, I've heard.
What's really nice is Carl Hutchinson gets a big cheer when he comes on now because everyone knows all the stories we've heard
from here. Well, maybe they're just using their cheers on him.
Well, the lights go down and there's no excitement. They're just going, oh, lights are going down.
Do
I'm like,
not
no,
at all?
The fuck is. Well, it's because I'm spoilt with the Shag Married Annoyed tour because it's that good. But yeah, I'm in, as you're listening to this, I'm in Reading. Friday night.
Not to be confused with Reading.
Yeah, it's spelled the same though.
Spelled exactly the
just
same.
Just a capital R at the beginning.
Who decided that? Who decided, right, and we know that it's spelled the same as the, you know, the word Reading, but we're not going to call this place Reading. We're going to call it Reading.
I'll ask them on stage.
Please do, because
that'll be a lovely, shitty, boring way to start me gig.
Yeah, well... They haven't wooed you, so you might as well.
They might woo in Reading.
But isn't that shit? Isn't that really shit?
What, they have to share their name with the word Reading?
I just think, why have they changed words? I'm only realising this because Robin's starting to do, like, words and that at school.
Robin's an amazing reader.
Yeah, he's a very good reader.
Frighteningly good.
But, and then he's questioning it, and I don't know what to say. I'd really...
Rosie,
we're letting him down as parents, actually.
When he starts doing maths and stuff.
Oh, fuck, mate, Chris.
I don't know what's going
to
go on.
I've got dyscalculus. I swear to God.
What's that?
It's, well, my friends diagnosed us, so I haven't actually had a real diagnosis.
Oh, God. Again, apologies to anyone out there who's actually got this. Rosie has, what, by friend, was this someone on Real Housewives?
No.
You saw someone on Real Housewives doing?
And Steph, my two best friends are teachers, right?
Right.
And I've told them about, when I was at school, okay, right. Chris, listen to this. I was in all the top sets for, like, English and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I didn't do that well because I really didn't try on my GCSEs. And they're the things that follow you around, not like your whole life at school, which I did quite well in. Right. Just GCSEs I fucked up on because I couldn't be arsed.
The bit that matters at the end.
The bit that matters at the end. I couldn't be bothered. I hated studying and I hated doing it. So fuck that, whatever. But I was in quite good sets for like English and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Bottom set for maths to the point where, you know this, I had to resit my maths GCSE at college for them to let us in.
Yeah.
And my friend said, you might have dyscalculus because I struggle so much with maths.
Yeah.
But I'm okay. How can you be that bad at something but then okay at other stuff?
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. I mean, you might not have like the actual.
No, I've got it. I'll tell you, I've got it. I've got it. I can feel it. I've got it. No, I don't. I don't know if I have got
it. Is that why we've specifically moved to a house that doesn't have a number?
That's why. It's just so hard.
It's just got a name.
Just so hard trying to remember.
I can't have a number on my house. It freaks us out.
I just get terrified by numbers.
People are really bad at some things. Really, I'm a shit reader. I'm a really bad reader. I'm the slowest reader on earth. You sometimes don't let me read the beefs on Twitter because I'm bad.
You don't look at words and get scared.
I do get scared.
Do you? Okay.
I'm a bad reader. Really bad. If I get a long email and I've got a scroll on it, I go, forget it.
Right. Fair enough. Yeah,
absolutely forget it. Yeah.
I don't think there is a thing for that.
I think I'm just a lazy twat.
Disword Yellis?
Wow. No. I mean, it would be dyslexic, but it's not that.
Oh, right.
Great.
Yeah.
So dyscalculus is a branch off of dyslexia.
Is it the opposite of dyslexia?
Yeah, well, it's, yeah, number-based one. But then you took that and then you took it in another direction and said dyswordius.
I don't know.
Might
have both. I genuinely might have both. I'm terrified of it. And when Robin comes home with homework to do with maths, like fractions and all that, I'm going to vomit. I'm going to vomit there and then and go, son, I cannot. Oh, Carl. We'll get Carl.
Yeah. Carl used to be a maths teacher.
Yeah. Oh, well, there you go. Paul, our tour manager.
Oh, hey, look at this. We are surrounding ourselves with number geniuses.
We're doing it deliberately. We knew that we would need this in life.
There we go.
Right, we're sorted.
All we need to do now is make a little French mate.
Yeah, French mate. Yeah, that would be good.
Do we know any French people?
Do I know any French? Anybody who's French?
I don't know anyone.
I'd know if I knew someone who was French because I'd be like practicing all these jambons and that on them.
Jambons?
Ham. Yeah, ham. Well done. When me and Kate and my mum went to the south of France a couple of years ago.
You ate exclusively ham for a week because that's all you could ask for.
No, it's just eggs, earth.
No, sorry, eggs and ham.
Ham and eggs.
Sam I am.
It's amazing how much you remember from school.
Yeah.
It comes back to you.
When you're dropped
it really comes back to you. It was really cool.
Well, they reckon you can learn it by immersion, can't you, if you're young enough. There's an episode of The Simpsons where Bart gets lost in France and he can just speak French by the end of the episode.
I don't think it's that quick.
Nah.
But it is very clever.
Simpsons did it, so.
I'd love to speak another language.
Mm. So what I was going to say was, 8th of October, as you listen to this, if this is out now, Red and Hexagon, there's a few tickets left for my stand-up gig in Red and Hexagon. Sorry, I want to be in a play. What play can you be as in? Eh? I've got little bits of grey on the side of my head and some gross feet. What play shall I be in? Yeah, honestly, how dare you?
Jesus.
Gig's coming up with tickets. Reading, 8th of October tonight. Clacton-on-Sea's coming up in the future. Then Stockton, Globe, Newcastle Arena, Doncaster Dome. They're the next ones with any tickets, if any. So we'll see you there. Just me, not her, just me. Woo, when the lights go down or I'll fucking cry.
Oh, God, wow. Babadoo, 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 ba. Something happened recently, which I haven't told you about because it's very much a kind of silent thing just in me. But I don't even know how to word this, and it's going to be ridiculous, and I hope some people... No, I just hope some people can resonate with it, right? Okay, so...
A silent thing in you.
No, right, okay, so our parents, my dad still works, but from home. My mum's retired, and your mum and dad are retired.
Your dad, is this the guy who never crawled?
Yeah,
just check out the same bloke.
The medical marvel, Derek Winner.
Came out of the womb, chopped his own umbilical cord, stood up, and went, I'm popping the news agents, anyone want anything?
I'm going for 4 cans at Mary's joint out. No, I currently resent our parents' free time.
Yes.
I've said it now. Chris, I can't help but be... I sometimes, you know, sit in the house and I've got the kids and that and I'm just really busy with work and I think about...
Hold on, you just said you were sitting there. Can't be that busy if you're sitting down.
All right, I'm stood up washing dishes or making tea and emailing at the same time and, you know, listening to voicemails.
Yet still thinking about my parents.
Are you joking? Do you want to hear it or not?
Yes, I'm sorry.
So I'm doing all this and sometimes it just pops in my mind going, oh, I wonder what your mum and dad are doing. I wonder what Sandra's up to or my dad.
Yeah.
And it'll just be reading a paper or something.
Oh, my dad.
Having a nice time and I'm really jealous.
My dad.
Jealous.
I've known nothing like the free time he's got.
Mm.
Unbelievable. I talked about the golf ball on here, didn't I?
Yeah, you
did. The golf ball, he made that within a couple of minutes of getting the new car.
I know.
He got a load of wood from my garden and was like, I'll make some tables. The next day, he came up with these tables that he'd made. I was like, I'd fucking love to have that kind of time on
But the thing is, I'm not...
Whittling away.
It's not that I'm like, oh, because they are so good for childcare. We are so lucky. And I don't mean it like that. I'm just like, oh my word, it would just be lovely. But the thing is, they've done it, haven't they? They've been in this position before. Mm. It must be meant being retired.
I mean, there's wishing your life away.
No,
when
but
you're a kid, like, I want to be, you know what I mean? Like, Tom Hanks in Big, I want to be big so I can go on the roller coaster. You, a dare I say it, very successful 35-year-old woman currently on a fucking arena tour is... Are you... Have you lost your fucking mind, woman?
I'm really tired.
Listen, you what? Are... Guys, I've got to apologise here. There'll be people listening to this going, oh, yeah, she's got a great life. You know, she's got on tour. She's talking about all these different things. She's got people coming to see her. And you fucking want to be retired. So you can read a paper like your dad. Wash your fucking mouth out.
No, it's not that. It's just, do you know, okay, so the thing is, in our life, we're taught that sick days are bad. You're not allowed to have sick days. You've got to go in like bloody arms hanging off and shit like that, right? Being retired, you've worked your full life and you have grafted, right? And then there's this age that you hit where it's like, you can stop now and you don't have to feel guilty. That's what I want to have that feeling of, listen, you don't have to work anymore. You've done your time. Enjoy your free time.
Right.
That's that. But I'll wait for it. But I'm just saying, it must be nice. Am I not allowed to comment on what our parents are living right now? It must be bloody nice.
It just sounds psychotic. It sounds does psychotic. It? Yeah, right, you've got a lovely new house. You've got two lovely kids. You're biggest podcast in the country. You've got loads of fans.
I'm not complaining. I'm just saying.
It sounds like you want to be sat on the fucking sofa with the Werther's original in your gob, you lazy cow.
That's a dream.
Fucking lazy. You've just finished the first leg of the tour. You've now got 2 months off until we go back on
two
tour.
I haven't got 2 months off. I've got two children, Chris. There is no 2 months off at all. I'm sorry.
Right, okay.
Rinse your mouth out, would you? Jeez. One of them is going to be walking next week. I need to order a baby gate. Holy shit.
That's going to be walking.
Rafe, will you walk your brother to school? Because I'm just sitting on this Werther's now. I really like to finish this paper.
Rafe, walk the end of the drive and get the paper for Mum. Then go in that room and shut up!
Babadoo, 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 ba.
It's time for What's Your Beef?
What's your beef?
Beef.
What is it?
Carl Hutchinson, by the way,
mentioned him a lot.
Currently,
you can tell you back chummying with him.
We're chummying. It's also called touring, but fair enough. He was there when I posted that video. You know, we've done the highlight video of the Wembley Arena.
Mm-hmm.
And he cannot get enough of the bit where you go, a beef, 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 and you're just punching the air. Thinks it's one of the funniest things he's ever seen, just so you know.
So he's never listened to the podcast.
He just thinks it's great. No, he does, but he has listened to the podcast. Of course he has. He's heard you slag him off loads of times. But just where you go, beef, 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 and you're like punching on the video, that particular bit, when we do the get your beef, what's your beef section, he just thinks it's great for some reason. Now and then, something just tickles someone and you go, okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
And he's loved it. But okay, so ladies first, what's your beef?
Okay, my beef with you, it's kind of to do with the tour.
Okay.
I
thought this might happen. I thought there might be tour-related beefs because we've been spending a lot of time together. I've got a similar beef with you for the tour as well.
Right, okay, great. Can't wait to hear all about that.
I mean,
my
beef should be that you're wishing your life away and you want to be a fucking retired old woman after you've done a West End run as an old
man. I'll have to get that in first.
Oh, yeah, great, yeah.
But that might be a hobby. Me retirement hobby.
Brilliant.
Like the WI.
Brilliant.
I'll just go on the WE.
West End. Yeah, very clever. Yeah. Very clever.
So my beef with you, Christopher, is that just before we're about to go on stage, you always go for a piss. And it infuriates us because I don't want to be late on stage. But every time that they're like, right, okay, we've got clearance, you're ready to go, come on. You're like, I need a piss.
I know.
And I'm like, wow, that's horrible.
It's a panic wee. It's a panic wee. I do it all the time. I do it with TV shows. I do it with my stand-up. I do it with that.
Oh,
the thing is, we knock back quite a bit of booze when we're on stage.
Yeah, we do. I had 4 glasses of wine in Manchester.
You did. Manchester wanted us to down
they
wine.
Every
like,
time I took a sip.
Every time
I sucked a dick on that stage, somebody said down.
Loads of them. It's a new part of the show. It's a queue and everything. Manchester were shouting down it so much.
Yeah.
It was like being back on the lash with me teenage mates back in the day. Mm-hmm. Like, go down it, neg it.
That doesn't happen anymore, does it?
Down it. No, not really.
Like, we don't down drinks anymore, whereas we used to a lot.
I just remember, like, all of my mates, when we started drinking when we were younger, it was just like, oh, I've had 4 cans and I'm not even drunk, was like, that was like the benchmark of like, aren't I brilliant? Mm-hmm. And I used to say stuff like that, I've had 4 cans and I'm not even drunk. 4 cans put me on my arse now. So I don't know what I was going
is
on
that
about.
Something you used to say?
Oh, it was always like, who's had the most and isn't pissed? That right. was the thing. It was like, who can drink the most but isn't drunk? And everyone was drunk apart from the guy who's lying and probably pouring it down the toilet or whatever.
Mm.
But yeah, it was that was the thing.
I hope
like
that's going to be our
honor.
Sons.
What?
I hope that's going to be our sons.
What?
I'm going to say to them, if just lie and hoy it down the toilet.
Oh, I thought you meant drink as much as the cat. I thought no. you meant the whole sort of the culture.
Absolutely not.
Oh, yeah, God, no.
I'm going to be like, well, I remember I was really young and I weirdly went to a film premiere. Have I talked about this?
You went to a film premiere?
I did. I don't know why I got invited. I think it was through my mate Stephen
Ray.
Oh,
hold on. What was this film? I'm excited about
it. It was Kelly Brook was in it and she was going out with Billy Zane at the time.
Right.
So he was there, but I think Tim Healy might have been in it.
Right.
It was at the gate in Newcastle.
Right.
The gate was brand new.
Right.
I was so pissed, right?
Uh-huh.
But I was trying to keep up with the big boys and girls because I think I was only like 18.
Right.
I was that drunk that I was having to pour drinks into a plant.
Wow.
Because I was like, because they were obviously, I think some of them were like late 20s, 30s who were out with type thing. And I was like really young. And they could obviously drink like what I can drink now, you know, an average night out. I could not. So they were like, another drink? I was like, yeah. And mortal drunk. I was chucking it in plants.
In front of Billy Zane,
Tim Healy
and Kelly Brook.
Mm-hmm.
And you got that plant hammered.
I did. It was fucking mortal.
It's horrible.
I would hate to see the conversation that I had with Kelly Brook and
Billy
Zane.
I would hate to see a film premiere at the gate in Newcastle.
Yeah, I mean,
Christ alive.
He was probably livid thinking, what the fuck is
why were you there? That's so weird that you were there.
Excuse me? Why couldn't I have been there?
Because you were a fucking nobody.
I know.
A pissed nobody?
I was Princess Tamara at the Customs House pantomime that year.
Oh, sorry.
And I think that's how I got involved.
Sorry, Your Majesty. I forgot. Shut up, man, will you? What's your beef? Oh, you've got your beef, man. Are we? I prepare my bladder for going on stage. Eh? What do you want? You put a bloody plant on stage. I was pissing in that. It's professionalism, right?
Okay, well, I've done my beef now. What have you got to say?
My beef with you is, and I still can't believe this happened. So it happened on the day we did Glasgow, and I had to tell them at Glasgow. I had to go off-piste at the beginning of the show and immediately
Are you saying this on the podcast?
And I immediately told them in Manchester as well.
Oh, for God's sake.
Rosie Ramsey, on the way to Heathrow Airport in London, we were in a car. I glanced over at you in the back passenger seat of the car, and on your phone, on the way to the airport to fly on a plane, you were watching plane crash videos. You absolute maniac.
I didn't mean to. It just came up on my feed.
You didn't flick it off. You say it came up on your feed and it was like, best lad Bible or whatever, best plane crashes. And I mean, best plane crashes is the worst sentence ever, but you know, it was something along them lines. And you were like, oh, and I thought, And I glanced and you were looking, and I glanced again and you were still looking at them. I went, get them off your phone.
I don't think like you. I don't think like that.
Well, that kind of behaviour leads you to thinking like that. Bit of turbulence, remember that? And you freak out.
There was turbulence. I didn't remember it at all.
But you just said...
What?
Oh, I remember the video.
No.
I thought you said remember the turbulence, yeah.
There was turbulence.
Shout out to that pilot, by the way. We were 20 minutes late getting off the runway, and he still got there in the same time.
Yeah, I don't understand that.
Fucking booted it.
So I didn't think you could put your foot down in the air.
He absolutely said, we'll make up the time, and he absolutely floored it the entire way there. I've known nothing like it, so shout out to him. But yeah, I was terrified. But cheers, mate.
Thank you. Babadoo, 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 ba.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Babadoo, 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 ba. It's time for questions from the public. Public. Guys, as always, if you want to get in touch, it is shaggedmarriedannoyed@gmail.com. Please continue to send us stuff because the stuff on the live shows has been wonderful. Like we say, it's different every single night. All the questions that Rosie reads out in the sort of second 50 minutes of the show, all brand new every time. I'm always just having a little wine, and it's mad because I'm in on it with the audience, which is so lovely because they're hearing it for the first time and so am I.
Yeah.
And I'm sure there's people in the room who don't believe it and think it might be scripted, but we haven't got fucking time to script a full second section and I couldn't respond.
Well, we did, no, but we thought about it. We thought the go-to of, because we're doing Wembley and bloody these massive arenas, the go-to was like, we should script this so we know what we're doing. But then we were like, but that'll be shit.
And we've got enough. We've got so, these people keep sending in these incredible things.
They've been really good
so
far.
Oh my God, they've blown me head off to the point of where sometimes we're doing some of them on the live show. I'm thinking we should bring them back and do them on the podcast, but hopefully we'll clip up some of the live sections and play it onto this.
Fingers crossed. If not, we could. If not, I do think we should share some of the stories.
There's a couple, yeah.
Because some of them are just really, really good. But we'll see, Okay, are you ready for this?
Yes, always.
Hi, Rosie and Chris. Firstly, congratulations on your new little bundle of joy.
Oh.
So this was from a while ago.
Nine months ago. Thank you.
I was listening to episode 102 with the breastfeeding update and have a story which might make Rosie feel better about her shit tits. Breastfeeding is not all that it is.
Oh, shit.
I'm always
tits.
Up for re.
Why
know.
Is the combination of the words shit and tits so funny?
It is funny.
I don't know why it's
shit
so funny.
Shit tits sisters. I had my daughter in September 2020 and breastfed her mainly because I'm too lazy to make bottles. That's part of the reason I was desperate to do it.
Wow.
Because sterilising bottles is shit. Yeah. After a few weeks, my milk still hadn't settled and I got mastitis, which is where it's really, someone I know had it actually, and it's really painful. It's like the milk duct block.
Oh, crazy.
And your arm becomes really, it's intense. Oh. It's not a nice, pleasant thing. Which turned into an abscess in my boob.
Heavens. Ooh.
It was horrible, but I was looked after so well by the doctor. That's good. And whilst waiting for my treatment the following day, I was told to call the hospital immediately if I had any other symptoms such as a fever, rash, or especially itching on my boobs. The morning of my appointment to have my abscess drained, in practices, sorry, I know it's gross.
Oh, I've heard worse. How are you, man?
I know. I started to feel an itchy, almost burning feeling on both of my boobs.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no, I thought. I'd best call the hospital in case my boobs fall off.
Oops. You've said boobs a lot here. This is very boob heavy.
Are you feeling a little bit sexy?
God, no.
Oh, okay.
God, no.
They were concerned and asked me to come in within the hour. They had arranged a consultant to see me at the breast clinic and cancelled another appointment. So they cancelled someone's appointment to get her in. Yeah. Rushing around to sort out my baby and leave him, I thought, oh, I better have a shower. I was covered in baby sick and knew I'd have to take my top off. By this point, I couldn't stop scratching and I started getting a bit panicked. As I took off my bra to step in the shower, the itching instantly stopped. Out fell a substantial amount of toast crumbs and a little bit of scrambled egg.
A little bit of scrambled egg.
From my breakfast that morning, which I'd had to eat whilst I fed my daughter. So listen to this.
Oh, wow.
I was too embarrassed to call the hospital to tell them, so I went along to my urgent appointment anyway and had to pretend to be shocked that the itching burning had magically stopped. Oh.
Can you smell egg? Can you smell egg?
That's hilarious.
That's terrible, bless her. Just in a fluster, freaking out.
It happens,
panics.
Though.
Yeah.
It happens.
Oh, gosh. Wow. Brilliant.
Very good. Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Chris and Rosie. Love the podcast and looking forward to coming to see you live in November.
Ooh.
I've got a little story for you that I think will fit in well with your podcast. It's about a friend of mine. Let's call her Jenny.
Jenny
was at a house party being thrown by one of her friends. Whilst at the house party, she got chatting to her friend's older brother, who she hadn't seen in a few years.
Oh, gosh.
After many drinks, one thing led to another, and before she knew it, they were heading up to his bedroom.
Goodness, one thing did lead to another.
It did. Jenny suddenly had the realisation that she hadn't trimmed her lady garden. So before taking it any further, she snuck off to the bathroom to make a plan.
Right. how we've heard this a lot now, people going and trimming. Can you not just go, by the way, I didn't know I was going to shag it now, so I haven't shaved? Why is everyone trying to go and do a DIY fucking bread knife shave in public toilets and all kinds of stuff? Yeah,
I don't know. It is a bit strange. I don't know.
What are you all doing it for?
I mean, girls, I'm not being funny. Do it before you go out. Just always be on the know-how of that you might get a shag.
Always assume that you are a slut.
Yeah. Feel to prepare to fail, slags. Come on. Who run the world?
Slags. Oh, gosh.
I'm joking.
But we're both totally joking. I mean, as I said live on stage of the night, men do it. Why the hell can't women? There should not be a stigma.
No,
I'm... So, yeah. But again, girls, I don't know how women out there seem to think that blokes on a one-night stand give two fucking shits how trimmed it
about
is.
About pubic hair. They don't, do they? Well, there you go. The man has spoken, ladies. They don't care.
Oh, my goodness. I was going to have sex with you after meeting you a couple of hours ago at this house party, but that is unkempt and wild. Oh, gosh. I feel like if I go in, I'm going to find Bear Grylls sleeping rough in there. Like, come on. No one gives a fuck.
That is so true. That is so true.
They're not going to care.
Like, most people don't even touch it on a one-night stand.
No, pointers in the direction.
Yeah.
Go for it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, there you go. But anyway, Jenny was clearly a bit, you don't know how long am I.
Jenny went to the toilet to deal with Gandalf's chin in between her legs.
Right. So,
sorry, that was the worst thing
I've ever said. Awful.
Gandalf's chin. I hate myself.
Horrible, huh?
Sorry.
She snuck off to the bathroom to make a plan.
Yeah.
Whilst in there, she spotted a razor and decided to give it a go.
Spotted a razor?
A stranger's
spotted
razor.
Spotted a razor?
Yeah.
Stranger danger, stranger's razor.
Yeah, yeah. Oh. This razor turned out to be her friend's dad's razor.
Oh.
That's... Right, we've got children, right?
Yeah.
Who will have a party one day in our house. If one of them slags uses my fucking razor, I would be livid.
Your razor? My razor?
Or your razor. Either one of our razors. Honestly. I'd be like, Jenny, no, they don't care. Like, my lads do not care if you've got... Oh, that's horrible.
Wow.
I've sickened myself.
Public service announcement. If you are currently a child who may end up at my house for a house party one day with my children when you are older, if you deface or use any of our property at all, I will smash your fucking car up.
Stop.
I'm going to be really bad. I'm going to be really
bad. You're going to be horrific.
There's going to be cameras in every room.
Locks.
There's going to be checks, full checks. You know how like people used to go, oh, have a drink of my dad's whiskey, buddy, like measures how much is there. And your dad never measured how much is there. I will. I will be measuring how much is there. I'll be counting bottles. The speedometer on my car will be photographed before I go on holiday. Mm-hmm. Both cars. Oh, I come back and see the name of the friend who did it. Was it you? If it was you, your PlayStation's getting smashed up. If it was your friend, I'm going round and your PlayStation's going through their window.
Honestly.
And their dad can come out and kick the fuck out of us all alike. I've got a problem and I don't care.
You're ruining my retirement. Tell you that now. All of yous.
I mean, I will be bad.
I'll be really bad.
I'll be really, really
bad. Some parents are dead chill. I remember there used to be some really chill parents growing up, but I can't imagine...
Some of the stuff we did in some of my friends' parents' houses. Oh, good grief. But yeah, no. Mm-hmm. Not on my watch.
Yeah, we'll see.
Anyway, what did this reprobate do?
She went back into the bedroom and had a great night with her friend's brother.
Great.
Mm-hmm. A few days later, she started developing a rash.
Heavens to Betsy.
Accompanied by some itchy, nasty itching.
Oh.
After going to the doctors, it was confirmed that she got an infection from the dad's razor.
Oh, man.
She still had the razor in her back. She stole the razor?
Stole the razor. Serves her right.
Oh, she still had the razor in her bag. So the following week, she made an excuse to go see her friend. And whilst at the house, she snuck the razor.
Sorry. She put it back.
She put it back.
She got an infection from it. And then she put it back.
Yeah.
After having it.
Can I just. Right, listen. I'm not a doctor.
You're doing yourself down there. Don't tell people you're not a doctor. You're going to lose work. Don't tell people on this podcast that you're not a doctor, because everyone who listens to this believes that you are a doctor. You're going to...
I can't live in this lie anymore!
Your practice is going to be empty tomorrow. There's not going to be a single patient there because you're going around telling people you're not a doctor. What are you doing?
Me practice Rosie's rashes. Rosie's rashes, Esquire.
Rosie's rashes.
I don't think you can get an infection from using someone's razor.
I think she got it off the brother.
Oh.
Don't blame the dad. He's only shaving his face.
It's not the dad.
I mean, then I mean, you don't know. He might have been shaving his arsehole with it. You don't know.
Oh, fuck.
I mean, we don't know what people are doing with their razors. And to be fair, it's their razor.
It's
their
his
business.
Razor. He can do what he wants with it. Yeah, you shouldn't have stole it. And then putting it back. Yeah.
But,
God's sake.
Public service announcement. Don't leave your bumhole razor out for people to see. Put it in a bag.
No, it's his house. Shut up. Don't be telling this man what to do in his own house with his own razors. Yeah. No one tells you what to do with your bumhole razor.
Listen, my bumhole razor is under lock and key. Right, there's a panel in the floor, right? You've got to knock three times and then it opens and then there's a safe in there.
It's at the front door with
safe,
a spick.
In that safe is a key to a different safe, which opens, and then there's a key in that to another safe. And then in that key, there is a key to one of them secure lock buildings in the centre of Newcastle.
Oh, is that what it is?
Me bumhole razor's
in there. Is
that
where it is?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I've just told everyone!
No wonder you got hairy arse. Takes you 3 hours to go and get it.
Gandalf's chin.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Chris and Rosie. You can try to keep me anonymous, but I'm going to tell you my name, so good luck with that. Maybe don't say my first name and I can deny, deny, deny.
Just don't. You mean surname?
First name.
Don't say our first name.
Mm-hmm. Because I'm going to say our surname.
Okay.
But don't say our first name.
All right, then.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
I finally got married last month after COVID stopped two previous attempts. To the same man. I'm not a slag.
Yeah, shout out to everyone who had to rethink their weddings, by the way. Hope you've all had lovely times.
Guys.
Yeah.
So I should have really come up with a solution to this problem already, but I haven't, so here I am. My married name is Gooch. As in Mrs. Gooch. Because gooch is the word to describe the bit of skin between your arse and your private parts.
Yeah. Wow.
She's Mrs. Gooch. Now is about the time I should be letting the bank, the doctors, etc. know about my new name. And I just haven't.
Oh, that's the first way to get passed on to the fraud team. it's Gooch. Please hold. Oh, we've got another fucking joker on line one, Dave.
My new husband is aware that I'm keeping my name for professional use.
Right.
I'd be ripped apart doing my job if I was known as that. But in my private life, I really should be changing it. I bet she's a secondary school teacher.
Right.
Imagine if one of your teachers at school was called Mrs. Gooch.
Christmas Day.
Oh.
Christmas Day. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
You know your teacher? She's just changed her name to Gooch. I've got a golden ticket. Can you imagine? It would almost be too easy. I think kids might even leave that because it's almost too easy.
Yeah, it is.
You know what she should do?
What?
She should get her surname that she's got anyway and put that on the end. What's it called? Double barreling.
Mm-hmm.
Double barrel it so that the Gooch is in the middle.
Where it as it should be, really, isn't it? So what, like Mrs. Gooch Ramsey?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Rosie Gooch Ramsey. Gooch is right there in the middle in between the two bits like it should be.
I wish I'd kept my name.
No.
Why?
No, I don't approve of it.
What do you mean?
I'm joking, imagine.
I just used to quite like, there was something, because when people would say, what's your surname? I go winter, like the season. Ugh. Now they go, and I go Ramsey, and they go, is that an A on E? Or they go, like Gordon Ramsay. And I go, I don't know, like Chris Ramsay. And they go, who? And I
you
go.
You that guy, he does his gigs, the lights go down, no one does a fucking thing. You know him.
Mrs. Gooch, Gooch, Gooch.
I love that. I love that you were so excited about your surname because you used to get to say like the season. What else would they have thought you meant? Winter. Oh, like the...
It's coming. Should have done that, shouldn't I?
No.
So what's he saying? Winter is coming.
Do you know what it is? Me marrying you is a public service because I've stopped people having to hear whatever shit patter you could have put on the end of your surname. Mm. So you're welcome, everyone.
Winter. You've got spring, summer, autumn. Rosie, not spring, not summer, not autumn.
Oh, God. Dave, we've got our fucking joker on line one.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Rosie and Chris. I have a story that my flatmate, who's a doctor, told me, and I think it would be a good Rosie's Mysteries. What is the... That's not the tune. That's not the tune.
I'm changing it slightly.
Is that Emmerdale?
I don't know. I was changing slightly.
So okay, all right, man. Right, okay. I am keeping my flatmate anonymous so she doesn't get in trouble at work.
Okay.
Because that's the last thing that we need on our bloody hands, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
My flatmate, let's call her Georgia, was working a shift in A&E. A woman came into A&E panicked because she had awful bruising all over her legs and didn't know what was causing it.
Ooh.
The triage nurse, I love that, triage nurse.
Is a great word. I don't know what it means. Sorry, there's nothing more sort of perplexing than a mystery bruise.
Yeah.
I keep getting mystery bruises and I don't know why. Mystery. If I've got a bruise and I can't remember where it came from, I'm annoyed.
I know where all mine are coming from at the minute.
Right, okay.
Walking around in the pitch black with a baby.
Yeah.
I knock everything all the time.
Yeah. And he grabs your face and grabs your arm and everything.
Yeah, constantly. He started sticking his fingers up my nose. It's absolutely rank. Horrible. And it really hurts.
Why is he so strong?
I don't know.
I'm a bit scared of him.
Chris, what, man?
Really rough.
He smiles at you and it's like he think he doesn't give a shit about me.
He grabbed me the other day, he put his thumb in my mouth and his four fingers on the outside of my cheek and fish hooked us.
The baby fish hook.
I was good at it.
Awful.
Good at it.
Right, so the triage nurse hadn't been able to test to work out the cause of the bruising, so the patient was referred to Georgia for further tests.
Okay.
The doctor,
yeah.
Georgia was very confused. She hadn't seen a case like this before. Her first thought was that it must be a blood problem causing the bruising, but blood tests were not revealing any immediate issues.
Okay.
None of the other doctors and nurses had any ideas about what it could be either. What was causing all of the mysterious bruising on her legs? Mysteries. You got any idea?
All of the mysterious bruising on our legs. I mean, I haven't got much to go on here.
Mm.
I haven't been given much to go on at all.
No. You haven't been given age, you know, nothing like
hobbies,
that.
Hobbies, no. Nothing. This is total stab in the dark. I've got no fucking clue.
She might have fell off a horse.
Well, you'd know you'd done that.
Yeah.
Is she tapping her legs? Is she slapping them like a drummer? Is she drumming her legs?
She might be a lead in the local pantomime.
Yeah. Is she hitting a spoon off her knee, off her thigh, while she's waiting for the kettle to boil?
In the spooning band?
I've got no fucking clue. Okay. I'm totally going in blind here.
Right, well, I'll tell you. Well, right. It turns out that the woman was wearing a cheap pair of blue tracksuit bottoms and the dye had come off all over her legs.
For God's sake, man. People are fucking stupid.
In the end,
the doctor, I've got bruises. Have you had a fucking wash, love? What kind of tosser? I'm sorry, but come on, man. I'm annoyed I didn't get it. I'm really annoyed. And two, I'm annoyed because she's a total fuckwit.
Right, okay, well, listen. I didn't go to the doctors, but there was one time in the summer when I was sat in our old house in the Orangery reading a magazine with a pair of shorts on. And then later on in the day, I was like, holy shit, what is this on my leg? And it was the magazine had like transferred onto my legs because I had moisturizer.
Got a bruise.
But I didn't go to the doctors.
I've got a bruise. It says ideal home fashion tips. It says interior design tips. I'm dying.
I'm possessed.
God alive.
In the end, Georgia got a wet cloth and wiped the woman's legs and the bruising magically disappeared.
Fuck me. She went to A&E for a wash. She went to A&E to get a doctor. What, 9 years, 7 years medical school, college and everything, to wipe her legs with flannel.
Yeah.
She should be thrown into the sea.
Why do you think it's overrun? Why do you think the NHS is overrun?
No. Yes. But listen, I can understand. I can't understand. And I can understand, but I don't forgive people who go in with stuff up their arse that they're stuck up there. I think that's terrible. I know we talk about them all the time. And, you know, if it wasn't for them, we probably wouldn't really have a podcast. But
I'm quite grateful.
What I'm saying
them,
is,
actually.
I understand when you get something stuck in your arse, it's a medical emergency. You go,
yeah.
But fuck, a bloody baby wipe would have sorted this woman's thighs out.
I know.
Ah.
Well, it's like, you know, when you use a new towel, if it's a dark towel or something, you get fluff all over you. Imagine going to the hospital, I'm just covered in fluff.
I'm covered in black stuff. It's getting us. Look, it's in me fingernails. It's in between me fingers. Oh, I've washed my hands. It's gone. Nothing washing your hands at home, you prick. No, I came here straight away because I'm an arsehole. I came straight to A&E.
This is the difference with some people, though, because I'm one of those people who will wait a week and a half.
Yeah, you would...
With a lump on the side of their face before I
go
anywhere.
You would walk in carrying one of your arms in the other arm and go, that started coming off of last week, but I was busy.
Yeah. And then there's the other end of the scale who will, you know...
Go in because they've got some blue jeans. How did you... They weren't hurting. It was just
But isn't that the first thing you would do to try and wash it off?
1,000,000%. Wow. 1,000,000%.
Anyway, safe to say the patient was suitably embarrassed.
She should be.
For taking up the A&E's department's time.
Yeah, yeah.
A&E?
The triage nurse.
Not even the GP first.
The triage nurse wants her head looking at for not knowing it was dye from some jeans as well.
They've thought she's come to A&E with it. What the hell is it?
Yeah, you assume that they've washed.
Like, well, not just that. What they're going to do? What they're going to do? Lick their thumb and have a rub of it. So we would just have to check if it's real.
Imagine they did that. Imagine I broke my leg. Cause a little just licked me thumb. Oh yeah, it's broke.
Yeah, no, it's really broke.
It's weird that a bone won't rub back through the skin.
Let us try and kiss it better before we go any further. No, it didn't work, right? Get the wheelchair. Get the wheelchair, Rob. Babadoo, babadoo,
babadoo, ba. Rosie.
Yes?
You're not going to believe it.
What?
We've got a celebrity question this week.
Do we?
It's time for this week's celebrity question.
Celebrity question.
And it is from the lovely and very, very funny Lucy Beaumont.
Oh, yay.
Oh, hello, Chris and Rosie Ramsey. What a lovely couple you are. I love your podcast. Rosie, I think you're really funny. Anyway... and we're all from the northeast, aren't we, as well? But I think you're really from the northeast. I thought I was from the northeast, but where you are, that really is northeast, isn't it? But my question is, right, when you're sleeping together and one of you snores and it wakes the other one up, who is the one that should sleep in the spare room or on the couch or something? Like, if you really need to get your sleep and you just can't because they're snoring, should the one who's snoring get up or should the one who's woken up get up? Like, is it fair to wake the one up who's snoring and tell them to move or, because you're already awake, should you just move? That's my question. I mean, I know the right answer, but I won't say it. Thank you. I'd really like to know what you think. Bye.
Oh,
nice.
Thank you, Lucy.
First of all, when she first said that she was from the northeast as well, until she then corrected it, I was sick in my mouth a little bit.
Where is she from exactly?
So she's from Hull.
Hull.
She's from Hull. Yeah.
Thank you for saying I'm funny. I always find it quite nice when real comedians think I'm funny. That's quite cool. I think that the snorer should get up. I think the person who the snorer has woken should shake them vigorously and get them out of bed and go, get out of bed, you pig. Gee, go and snore in the spare room because you make me sick. Wow. You're turning my stomach with your aggressive late night party breathing.
Party breathing.
I hate snoring.
Well, yeah, you always have a go at me for snoring. Yeah. And your snoring is really irritating. I've said before, snoring is basically like lying there screaming about how much of a good sleep you have.
Yeah, it's horrible.
It's intrusive.
What do you think?
You do snore,
but
I never wake you up.
Snore.
You won't fucking have it. I know you won't have it, but I never wake you up. And sometimes you're really loud, but I'll never wake you up.
Well, more fool you. This is bollocks.
It's not
this
bollocks.
Is pure bollocks, because you would wake me up.
I'm telling
bullshit.
You.
Bullshit. No.
I give you sometimes a very gentle nudge if I think you're going to wake up Rafe with your snoring.
I won't have it.
But you do snore.
Won't
honestly,
have that,
well,
that.
You know, well, call us a liar as much as you
I'm
want.
I'm going to call you a liar because there's no way that you would... Look at you trying to paint a nice picture of yourself. We know you would be like, Rosie, you're snoring, I can't sleep.
Okay, I'll record
so
it
don't
next
you
time.
Dare.
You can literally piss off because you do. But anyway, I feel like you've sided with her. I think she nudged towards mm-hmm. that answer there.
Because you know her fella, John.
Yeah. So John's probably snoring and she's probably mm-hmm. kicking off. But I think that, the person who's already awake should just piss off and let the other person sleep.
Wow.
Yeah.
Selfish.
Can you remember? It's just reminding me. I don't know if we talked about the podcast. Can you remember when we were in the old house and we had a argument one night and we're in bed, in the bedroom, and you were like, right, I'm going to the spare room. And you got your pillow and you marched off to the spare room. Mm-hmm. And about 20 minutes, you came back into the bedroom and went, you were supposed to follow me down. You remember?
You didn't come.
I goes, I fucking didn't. Mm-hmm. You were like, I'm going to the spare room. You went, the spare room is downstairs. And you're not at all. You came back up 20 minutes later with your pillow. You were supposed to follow me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't get that memo. I was too busy trying to get a nice night's kip.
Cruel that was.
Was it
nasty.
Now?
That's when I used to give a shit. We didn't have kids then.
Yeah.
That's when I used to be like, oh, you'll cut out. Like now, I'd go down and be like, oh, fuck you.
Wow.
Fall straight asleep.
And they say the magic dies when you get married. Thank you, Lucy, for that question. And Lucy Beaumont's brand new book is called Drinking Custard, The Diary of a Confused Mum. And it's out now.
Nice. Oh, that sounds really good.
I love custard. I love books. I love drinking. I'm getting it.
Do you like mums?
Define mums.
It's about being
a mum.
You
talking about yourself?
No, all mums in general.
They're all right. Take them or leave them.
Thanks, Lucy. Thank you once again for coming back and listening to us here at Shagmar Annoyed, which is now part of the Acast Creator Network.
Here at Shagmar Annoyed.
What do you mean?
It's a bit weird, that. Here at Shagmar Annoyed. Like, it's a place.
Yeah, but it's...
Thank you for listening to Shagmar Annoyed. Should have been there.
Yeah, thank you for coming back to join us here at Shagmar Annoyed.
Here at Shagmar, like, oh, it's a destination.
We are.
So you can get on a train and go, one ticket to Shagmar Annoyed, please.
This is what we can now when we're on tour.
Ah, good save.
ShagmarAnnoyed.com.
Good save and good segue into the December dates are on sale and selling fast because everyone's seen the videos and they know it's definitely happening. We're very excited. Obviously, my tour is on until November as well.
Nobody cares.
Wow. So the dates are on my website, the dates on the Shagmar Annoyed website. And obviously, please, if you've got anything to send in, ShagmarAnnoyed@gmail.com. And we'll love you and we'll be back in New Year's next week.
Have a lovely week.
Yes. Bye.
Bye.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details. Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.